The scripture lesson for this morning comes to us from Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, and I want to read verses 4 through 12. Say to them, this is what the Lord says, when men fall down, do they not get up? When a man turns away, does he not return? Why then have these people turned away? Why does Jerusalem always turn away? They cling to deceit, they refuse to return. I have listened attentively, but they do not say what is right. No one repents of this wickedness, saying, what have I done? Each pursues his own course, like a horse charging into battle. Even the stork in the sky knows her appointed seasons, and the dove, the swift, and the thrush observe the time of their migration. But my people do not know the requirements of the Lord. How can you say we are wise, for we have the law of the Lord, when actually the lying pen of the scribes has handled it falsely? The wise will be put to shame. They will be dismayed and trapped, since they have rejected the word of the Lord. What kind of wisdom do they have? Therefore, I will give their wives to other men and their fields to new owners. From the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike all practice deceit. They dress the wounds of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their loathsome conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They do not know even how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when they are punished, says the Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. A false peace. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God said, Amen. I had chosen this passage for this Sunday some time ago. And in spite of all that has happened, I believe this word speaks to us very much today. I refer to the word peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. There is a deep concern in that the prophet is saying, we can't fool God. We can't fool each other. And as hard as we may try, we can't fool ourselves. Just because we can't, it doesn't stop us from trying. This hunger can be so great that we might be willing to settle for something less, for a peace that does not run that deep, a peace that can be counterfeit and false. I make these claims because of the definition of peace. By definition, peace is a wholeness of life. A wholeness of life. Another definition is that of safety, security, tranquility of mind that comes through knowing and living God's Word. There is a hunger for this kind of peace. And so when something happens like the hurricane, it comes to magnify the absence of peace. I heard more than one person say this week that what we are seeing in the Gulf, what we are seeing there, is something that I never thought could happen or see in America. People left without food and water. Their homes, in so many cases, destroyed and gone forever. I think we all live with this feeling that it can't happen. It can never happen to me. And yet in life, there is a rhythm. Ecclesiastes talked about it when it said, for everything there is a season, a time to be born and a time to die. And especially at this moment, a time to tear down and a time to mend. In the midst of this rhythm of life, we need and we desire peace. We need and we desire peace. What a dream. What a dream to think of peace among all nations. Sometimes we desire this peace in our homes, in our neighborhoods, and then this peace in our souls. It is realizing that grief and tragedy, the very storms of life, may come, but on the inside of us, there is peace. Knowledge is a part of this peace. It is a quality knowledge. And this is what concerned God about the people of Israel at this time. It is poetic and yet very true. The stork, the dove, they know the seasons. They know the signs that are all around them. And yet God's people do not recognize the many ways in which God is moving. This knowledge does not include an understanding of just what they are doing and just how far it is from the law of God. This knowledge should have grown, should have come and grown out of their relationship with God. And so we cannot think we are wise. We cannot think that we are wise without some understanding of just where God is in our life. I can't help but feel that in light of Hurricane Katrina, we will draw closer to one another. For the winds and the water did not know the difference. And I wanted you to hear that. The winds and the water did not know the difference between black, brown, and white. A senator's home was destroyed, just like a poor man. And then also the reality. And sometimes, sadly, it takes tragedy to bring out this reality. 25% of the residents of New Orleans were living under poverty as it was. What can it mean to start all over again? What does it mean to not focus among the states of the mistakes of the past, but to say we can start all over again? I think Jesus offered some basic principles that are a part of this quality of knowledge. We need to love God. We need to love our neighbor. And we need to love ourselves. We can move then to a type of peace. A type of peace that invites us to a new place. There is a portrait entitled Peace. It depicts waves crashing against the jagged rocks. It portrays violence of a crushing storm. But in the bottom of the painting, in the small corner of the painting, tucked away in the rocks, a little bird is sitting, oblivious to the raging storm above. It is all about peace. And let me say that it is not so much that we are oblivious, but that we know that we have a spiritual depth that says there is something inside of us, a peace inside of us that says we cannot give up. The desire to go on. I just know that somewhere in this region this morning, I just know it. Somewhere in this region this morning, people have been praying. I just know that somewhere, even this morning, they are taking bread. They are taking whatever they can find to use as the cup. And they are sharing in communion together. I know that. We need to pray today. Oh, yes, we do. We need to pray today. It hit me all over again late last night as I was watching CNN and looking again at the picture and the horror and the stories coming out of the area. And I can't help every time I watch to feel deeply moved by what I see. But in the midst of that, in the midst of it, the news came on and said, "We interrupt this emergency news to bring more emergency news." And they had the word that Justice Rehnquist had died. That's the times in which we're living right now. Emergency news interrupted to bring more emergency news. That's the time that we're living in. But not time to give up. Time to pray. Time to serve God. Time to give all that we have. Time to just be God's people. As we are God's people, then the words take on a special meaning. Peace. peace, peace. Even in times like these, peace. Amen.